welcome to the Mum Style Business Podcast. I'm your host, Annalise Warne, a marketing agency CEO, business strategist, digital marketing mentor, wife, and mama of four little ones. Now here, we combine ambition and motherhood and well-being, and we help you leverage the skills you already have to build a flexible business that gets you both the income and the freedom that you started it to achieve. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational and successful women in business, as well as practical marketing strategies and tips that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello. Hello, hello. Welcome back. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, you'll hopefully notice that things look a little different. We have a whole new setup here. So our audio, visual, everything. So bear with me as I remember to look in the right place. I'm sure I'll get there, but after so long of the same setup, let's see how we go here. Anyway, welcome. Welcome back. I'm excited about today's show because I wanted to talk about the foundations of a freedom-filled life, what that means, and how you can create it. Whether you are working 9 to 5, whether you have you're working part-time and you're doing your business, whether you're in your business full-time, it doesn't matter where you're at. We can all get to a point where things kind of become what we didn't want them to be, and we can always reassess and say, oh, even if it's like this is what I thought I wanted, there might be times where you create something that you thought that you wanted, and then you realize that it's not all it was cracked up to be, or actually it's not as wonderful as, you know, wonderfully suited to you as potentially you thought it might be. So let's talk about what freedom-filled life actually is and how we can create it in the most friction-free, freedom-filled way. Because that's what we're all after, right? Is to have a business that flows and supports our life, not the other way around. Now, if you know my story, I created businesses that took me away from that ended up being not exactly what I thought it would be, and I had to go through the process of reimagining what business was going to look like, breaking down certain things and rebuilding it back up to a point that it was aligned with my values and actually left time for the things that I loved to do. And so I have done this multiple times, right? I've done this and then ended up in the wrong place. I have done this and then had to break things down and rebuild them. And now I can truly say that my business is at the point where I have always wanted it to be. And so it's time to talk about this. Now, number one, if you are getting started or you're ready for a transition in your business or you're adding on additional forms of revenue, something, you're ready to add something on or shift something, start with where you are and your skill set, right? We all have things that we have carried with us, business related or not, that we're really good at. So start with your strengths. Again, this is true whether you are starting a business or you are adding things on or transitioning. It doesn't matter, but starting something based off what you are already good at is always going to be easier. It's always going to be easier. So if you have always worked in administration, great, start to sell those skills for yourself. If you have been doing service provider type of business, but your friends always come to you for advice and you know you're really great at the strategy piece, great, start there. Like there's always going to be some sort of thread if you look back at your life and your business relationships, your corporate relationships, that there's always going to be some sort of thread that you go, oh, like I'm better at this than most people. And that is where we start. That is how we start to come up with an offer that you know, that we can actually sell. We know where the value lies. We know what we can leverage, rather than go like, oh my gosh, I'm in this type of business and other people in this type of business have this additional thing, but I'm really bad at that, but I better learn it. No, I mean, you can, but that's going to be a longer road to just being able to package something up, either you're already doing or you do naturally, or that is a value add. That's where we want to start. So start there. And then once you have your idea and you know what you're going to leverage, this is where we really need to think about what freedom means to us. And really think about what is the life that I want to live. And again, at any point, we get to change this. And as we grow, as our business grows, if we've got kids, you know, as the kids grow, things change. And what worked maybe now doesn't feel like such a great fit. Or maybe you have less capacity now because you have kids or you already have a business and this is a side, this is, you know, another section of that. Maybe you have more time now because the kids have grown up, and so you're not in that full-on 24/7 mothering bubble and you have time. So really think about, what does life look like? The ideal dream look, life look like? What is your ideal day, your ideal week, your ideal month? What is it that you want to be paid, and how much do you want to work? Because once you know those two things, that is how we figure out how we are going to leverage that skill set that we've decided we're going to leverage. But you can't go anywhere with it, or you're not going to create what you actually want to create if you don't define what those things are. How much do you want to work, and how much do you want to get paid? Now, when you decide how much you want to get paid, you're going to have to at least double that number to create your revenue, because revenue and income are obviously different things. If you already have a business, you're already going to know what your profit margin is, and or you will be able to estimate what that's going to be given this new thing. And so that is what we do next, is really define what does our life look like. And in my coaching programs, we go through this 6-step process that I'm going to guide you through right now, really briefly. But this is where all of my clients start, called, this is the fast track. So step one is, what does your life look like? From there, you really define the audience that you want to serve. Where are they now? Where do they want to be? That's step two. Step three is knowing those two things: how much you want to get paid, like what does life look like, how much do you want to work, who are we serving, and your skill set, which we've already defined. What is your offer? What is the actual offer? Is it a 3-month coaching program? Is it a high ticket done for you service? Is it, you know, really, really get into what is going to be the ultimate solution for my person to get them from where they are to where they want to be? And how am I going to help them get there, knowing what I want my life to look like? So for example, and this is the example I always give, because I think it's really understandable for everybody, is if you're a photographer, a wedding photographer, and you know that you want to earn $100,000 a year, and you want to, then that means you need to bring in $200,000 a year. Now, probably for a photographer, maybe your profit margins aren't, you know, 50%, but let's just go with that, because remember tax and super and software and all of the things, right? So say you want to earn $100,000, you need to bring in $200,000. And as a wedding photographer, if you only want to work every second weekend, then you know that there's like 26 weekends that you can work. So 200,000 divided by 26 is whatever that number is. That's what you need to get your package up to. That's what we need to earn. And that is how you can create your offer, going, okay, well, say my offer is $5,000, which I know is not the right number, but given the scenario, but say I need to earn $5,000 per person. So what is my offer? What is the ultimate solution for this person? And how do I make it the value worth at like the $5,000? So this is how we create that offer. Now, if you're already here and you already know exactly what your offer is, amazing. Then you're further down the line and that's okay. But this is the foundation. The foundation starts with what am I bringing to the table? What is the life I want to live? Who are the people I'm serving? What is the offer? Because the better the offer, the easier it's going to be to sell. The better the offer, the easier it's going to be to sell. It doesn't matter if it's $5,000 or $50,000 or the price doesn't matter. If you can communicate the value, as long as that offer is brilliant, it's irresistible, it's the ultimate solution for your person, you'll be able to sell it. You'll be able to sell it. So after that, number four is your brand. So this is where we craft, like, what is our one-liner? What do we want to be known for? What is our angle? What is our tagline? Like the brand is next. How is that? Whether that's the brand of the product or the brand for ourselves, depending on where we're at in business, what is that? How do we introduce ourselves or this product to market? And we craft a language around that. Again, if you want access to this, I do sell it as a standalone fast track program, but our clients get this as a part of whatever program it is that they join us in. Once we've got that, our introduction, our branding, we craft our strategy. How are we going to get in front of more people? How are we going to communicate and nurture those people? And how are we going to sell to those people? That's the strategy. And that's how simple it is. Like, we think about big business plans and, you know, multi-page whatever's fine, but it's not necessary when we're at this phase at all. If it's a new product or it's a new business, keep it simple. Keep it really simple. How are you getting more eyeballs on you or your business, your product? How are you communicating to people? Right? What method is that? Via podcast? Is it via email? Is it via social media? What is that? How are you nurturing? How are you keeping people in your ecosystem? And how are you selling? Are you doing a webinar? Are you DMing? Are you getting people on consultations? What is it? How are you selling? And you come up with a strategy to do each one of those three things consistently. That's leveraged marketing. It's not any more simple or any more complicated than that. Three steps. All right. Number six in our fast track, the last one, is your calendar. So this comes back to the strategy, but it's broader than that as well. Because if in your strategy you're saying, okay, I'm going to get in front of more people by posting in Facebook groups, and I'm going to nurture people by inviting them to my Facebook group, and I'm going to go live in there every single week, and then I'm going to sell to them because every single month one of those lives is going to be a sales pitch. I'm going to add a sales pitch once a month. That's my system. Great. Is that on your calendar? How have you got on your calendar when every single day you are going to go into those other Facebook groups and actually show up in those Facebook groups? Do you have on your calendar every single day when, or every single week, when you're going to go live? So that's consistent, so people can rely on it. That's where we create our calendar, and we put everything on our calendar that includes all of the things for us. When are we going to the gym? When are we reading emails? Because, you know, we don't want to be distracted and reading them every day. Every single thing should be on our calendar. Our priorities for the day, 1 to 3, should be on our calendar earlier in the day. Like, there's lots of different things around time blocking and calendar. So it's probably too much to go through here, but we're going to craft our CEO schedule and put those things on your calendar. So that is the basis. Going through those steps is the basis of a freedom-filled life. Because if we don't know what that looks like, how can we bring it to life? So step one, we need to know what it looks like. We need to know who we're serving. We need to know what our offer is. We need to have our branding. How are we introducing it? How are we talking about it? We need to know our strategy of how we're getting it out there, how we're going to sell, and how we're going to get those 26 sales per year or whatever it is for you. What does our calendar look like? So what we've said our dream life is actually showing up on our calendar. And if those things can't be aligned right now because you still have your 9 to 5 or you've got, you know, another side gig or you've whatever it is you're working towards it, fine. But make sure that you're not, that everything that you're choosing is working towards moving you closer to that dream calendar. And that doesn't mean there's not going to be a transition period. Of course, we've got to work up to it. We can't click our fingers and wave our magic wand and make it happen immediately. But if your dream life means that you exercise every day, you can do that now. Maybe it's not in the, you know, in the way that you imagine you doing it now. Maybe it's at home, my baby naps. I know that I've been through seasons with the 4 kids where I'm like, I actually can't have a gym membership, which is what I want to do. And so what is the next best version of that right now while we're in this season? So that's the fast track. That's the foundation. From there, if we are working the calendar, we're going to get clients. And when we start to get clients, our plan for our calendar may kind of fall down a little. There's going to be some holes. There's going to be some things come up going, oh my gosh, there's these operational problems. Or, oh, hang on, now I need to hire somebody. Or like as the business grows, as that side of the business, if you're adding something on, grows, there's going to be things that come up. And that's when I recommend that you look at the 7 systems. You've probably heard me talk about it before. If you haven't, feel free to go over to the website and download the 7 system guide. This is how you build a business, right? This is the building blocks of a business, how you run a business without your business running you. So annalisewarne.com/7, the number systems. If you can't find it, go to my Instagram, click on the link, and you'll find it there. So the 7 systems are marketing, which we've talked about, sales, which we've kind of talked about, operations, like the actual, how do we deliver it, service delivery part, people, because we're going to need them, finance and legal, which of course we need, and the last two are well-being and impact. Now, when we're creating our calendars, ideally all of those things are on there. All of those things should be on our calendars. But as you get started in business, you kind of need the wheels turning to see where the holes are. Like you need to put water in the bucket to see where the holes are in the bucket. And then we can put more robust systems in place once we kind of realize, oh, this works for me. No, this doesn't work for me. And don't ever feel in business like you have to stick with what you've done. Because as it grows, you need different scaffolding. You need maybe like the foundation is going to stay the same. So that's why we do our fast track. But the other bits and pieces that we put in place are potentially going to change quite a lot. The foundation, we might just, you know, shift it a degree or two, but ideally when that is going to stay the same, unless we really decide, actually, I thought I wanted this and I really don't. In which case, totally fine, as long as that decision's not made after 2 weeks, right? Ideally, we're working to a 90-day plan, 90-day cycle, and we stick something out for that long so that we actually give it a chance to get off the ground before we throw it in the bin, before we move on. In our culture, we can get so bored. We just get so distracted and we don't give things a chance to work. But remember, we're planting seeds in the garden. We can't just harvest 2 weeks after we've planted the seed. Our businesses are like that. Like if you're in this, you're in this for the long game. It's not, you're in the wrong industry if we're after that quick fix. That's not how this thing works. So the 7 systems, get the guide, work through that. That is going to help remove you from the day-to-day of the business. So as you're getting started with the fast track, you're going to be in it because you need to do it before you can outsource it. You need to figure out what it is, the pieces that you need. You kind of don't know until things start moving. And then you go, okay, it's come really apparent really quickly. What I need, you use the 7 systems to step back from the day-to-day and actually be CEO of that. of that business, of that product line, of that whatever it is. Once you are there, then you're going to really know how you want to run this business. You're going to know, okay, great, I want a team of five, or ideally I want, you know, I'm in order to get that amount of revenue, this is the perfect amount of team for me. And so this is how I need to show up in order to make that happen. Now, as you'll know what that is, you can then craft your life GPS document. Now, if you want to know more about this, this is what I work with my higher level clients. What it is rewiring our brains to leverage ourselves. Now, that sounds lofty. I know that sounds lofty, but 95% of our daily actions are unconscious. And because 95% of our daily actions are unconscious, then we don't really choose what it is that we do. We just do a lot of the same things as what we've always done. And when we know that we want more and we need to transition and that we need to transform and evolve into someone who can hold that bigger vision, then in order to, we need to become that person who's capable of holding those things. And that means that we need to grow. And how we grow is based on what we feed ourselves and the actions that we take in order to guide those and to make sure that those are the most efficient, smartest decisions possible, actions possible. We can use a life GPS document that we feed ourselves every day, that we read every day, in order to shape our thinking and shape our decision making and shape our actions, which means we get better results faster. So whether you choose to learn the framework that I was taught and that I now teach my clients, or whether you choose to just focus on your mindset in your own way, that's fine. Either is fine. But making mindset a pillar and non-negotiable every single morning is going to be the way that you get the best results in the shortest amount of time. Because without mindset, that system, all those seven systems, your strategy, all of that, it's just going to be this dream that is over there. Because if we don't allow ourselves to grow into someone who can hold that, it's not going to happen. Or you can only get so far with force, with pure grit and hard work will only get us so far. And if we want freedom filled life, then we need to stay really focused and do the things that we know are going to get us there. And in order to stay focused in a really distracted society, we need to be present with our goals, be reading our reality like it's already happened every day. So that's the mindset piece. Now, once we have that in place, the next thing that's going to be shifting and changing is going to be impact, because the impact that you can make when you're just getting started and the impact that you make as you grow, the vision for that is likely going to change. And your capacity to make an impact is going to change as you grow, as your business grows. So that's really exciting. And for me, that impact piece is the fulfillment piece. That is what makes the freedom-filled life worthwhile and helps me to fulfill my mission for being on the planet, is that impact piece, both in my business, in the lives that we're changing who in the people who work with us, and outside of that, in the philanthropic work that we do, in, you know, all of that, all of everything that we can do with our profit and with our time, because we have a freedom-filled business. So let's recap. Freedom-filled life comes from starting with your skill set and selling that, selling the skill set, regardless of whether that is in like a coaching product or service provider, whatever it is, it comes down to working with your strengths. We use that six-step fast track to create the foundation of like the bud of the business, right? That create, that's the seed of the business. And once that seed is planted, it's going to sprout some roots and you're going to know, okay, this is now what we need to support this. And you're going to put in those seven systems. Marketing. So hang on, the fast track, let me just run through that again. We're talking about our life, our audience, our offer, our brand, our strategy, and our calendar. Once we have that, that's the seat, like that's the start of our business. We can get started now. That's like, that's the fast track to being, that's the start. That's all I'll say. And then we'll be able to implement seven systems from there, but we don't know what systems we need until we have that. So the seven systems: marketing, sales, service delivery, people, finance and legal, impact and well-being. We put those things in place, and we put those things in place in a way that is scalable, so that knowing what our dream life is, knowing that we want, you know, 100 clients or whatever that is, we'll know what scaffolding then we need to put in place, and we put that in place. And then once that's in place, that's just rinse and repeat decisions made moving on. We're always going to be coming to mindset. We're going to be working on our mindset daily. We use the life GPS. You can use whatever you like. We work on our mindset daily so that we show up how we want to show up and implement the seven systems and build that dream life that we want. And then we can expand our impact, both in our business and beyond. Your version of impact is going to be different to mine. How you outwork that is going to be super unique to you, which is really beautiful and exciting. But what happens is that when we work on impact is we, you know, we drop a pebble in the water and we have that ripple effect. And then depending on what you're doing, maybe you're creating, inspiring that in other people, and they're dropping their own pebble in the water, and that ripple effect can just go on infinitely. And I believe that is what we get to do. We get to do that. That's such a big part of life and fulfillment in life. And we live in this beautiful time of technology and connectedness and possibility and opportunity that we can create. We can literally create whatever it is that we would like to create. So we can do that only when we are intentional about that. We're intentional and we know what we want. We know what freedom looks like, and we go after it in a structured way, because that is how we create results. It's the results are the consistency. Like it's the culmination of the daily actions. It's the tiny little things that we do every day that add up to the big thing. It's never just a big thing. So have fun with it. I would love to know where you are on that journey, because maybe you're right at the start. Maybe you're kind of partway through. Let me know what stood out for you. Chat to me over on Instagram. That's probably the best place. And I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Mum Style Business Podcast. Two things you should know. First, come and join the party. I'm live with free marketing training inside the Social Marketing Method Facebook group every single week. This is where you can ask questions and get the answers that you need to simplify your strategy and amplify your income. Go to annalisewarn.com/group and join a network there with incredible women, an incredible community of like-minded business owners. Now, second, if you have got any value from this episode, please, please, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and share it out on your socials. Your support helps us to reach more women in business and inspire them to increase our impact in the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will see you next week.